hi. Is this LNC Excavation and Welding?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Adam?
Yeah.
Hi, this is John with Local Splash.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. I had a missed call from you. It came through on my voicemail when I was downstairs. I just received a message about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, we want to get signed up with you guys. We need to get more work coming in.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I figured, you know, once you talk to him, it would kind of be a no-brainer. So, go ahead.
We want somebody that we can work with, you know, and, you know, you guys are going to be taking care of everything on our online presence and advertisement.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the goal is to grow you, you know. So obviously, with the increase in business, we're hoping you expand, and you know, we could talk about doing something a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you.
So I'm just going to verify some information for the Google Business Profile. Also, I know you're going through the name change that we talked about earlier. Do you think it would be okay if we submit that now?
We're just going to stick with the name we have. Excavation and Welding.
Okay. Whenever you're ready to change, just let me know, and then I could always change it for you. And we're going to have to repin verify you when you do that, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We can't verify the name legally, you know, if it comes to that point, because I know when I did list with Google originally, that was an issue. I had to go through all that,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. It'll cause a discrepancy. You want to make sure the name, address, and phone numbers are matching up everywhere, or else it just kind of flags it and suspends all the listings. So don't worry. We'll take care of that for you and make sure that doesn't happen. Any downtime is going to make us lose money, so we don't want that. Is this your cell phone?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed this line is different than the one we spoke on earlier, but I'm going to add it to the profile just in case you call in or if I need to get a hold of you. But as far as, like, for customers contacting you, everything will go through that 3576 number?
3576. No, I think that's my partner's number.
Oh, okay.
So it'll go through this number.
Okay, let me swap them. And then I'll keep the partner's number in the cell phone section. But what will happen, actually, is he'll end up getting all these text messages.
You may want to set up. That stuff to me,
I'll just add him as a partner to the campaign in case he ever calls in. That way we know what he's affiliated with. And then there's going to be a security question that he's going to need to know if he does plan on calling in. We'll go over that in a second. What's his first and last name?
His name's James Corretto. With two R's and one T.
Corretto. Okay. Two R's and one T. Corretto?
Hold on. I think that's right. Let me check. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to bug him or anything, but I just want to make sure that he's in there. That way if he calls in, we know who he's affiliated with.
Yeah, that's correct. Two R's, Carretto, and he's James Corretto the second.
Okay.
I think there's two more out there somewhere.
Oh, man. All right. And then, I got them in there. Let me just make sure I got these phone numbers swapped out right. Okay. So the number that we're on now, the 1469, that's the best number for us and the customers to contact you.
Yes, 1469.
Okay. Let me update. All right. And what's your last name, Adam?
Lundstrom, L-U-N-D. Strom.
Okay, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure, and then also this is a write-off for you, so you'll get that invoice receipt as well.
I just use my email. It's A.D. Lundstrom. 7 at email.
You said 70?
78.
78, okay. All right. And I'm not going to post this anywhere for people to see. It's more so just for us to communicate with you. I could develop the contact us profile on your .com if you'd like. And then if they fill that out, we can forward it to that email. But that would be the only thing that they see would be that contact us form. They won't actually have that personal email address available to him. Okay, and then the 5541 Southwest Avenue, that's still the best address to send your PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. You have the option to either hide that address or have it displayed. What would you like?
We want people to know that we're local, so we'll display it.
Okay. Even if we hit it, it'll still say Globe AZ, and it'll have a zip code in there.
Right.
Yeah. So just so you know, they'll still know you're local. And then obviously the phone number, too, kind of match up.
Yeah. Yeah, because people around here, they think that, you know, they have to have local people for everything because it's a small town, you know.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. I'm like that. I like having people from around here. That way I can track them down if something comes missing. You know,
they're more willing to help you when a problem arises.
Yeah, yeah. Newport Beach is a pretty wealthy area, too, so I kind of like that idea. If at least somebody's going to know where I live, I want it to be somebody that won't be desperate to steal something. I don't want somebody that's just, you know, coming from the sticks or Los Angeles down this way, and it's all bad.
Yeah. Well, dogs always help that. Lots of big dogs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very pro-Second Amendment, but no dogs yet. My boys aren't big enough to clean up after them, so I told them, you know, once you guys are showing me you're responsible enough and I don't have to go bury them a week later, then we can have them. You know? Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited about that, actually. I always had dogs growing up, and I haven't had them mostly because they were so small, and I just didn't want to have them getting trampled or anything like that. But once they get big enough, I'm planning on getting some more.
Nobody comes around here without me knowing, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, yeah. I growing up, we actually had a big Mastiff, and he was he was just like a big kid. He was so smart, and he knew how to turn the lights off and stuff. Tell him to go potty, he'd go out the doggy door and hop into bed, and we tell him it was bedtime. It's crazy. And grew up sleeping with him. They take up more than half the bed all the time.
Yeah, I had a Mastiff in the past. He was a killer, though. He killed other dogs.
Yeah. Well, he didn't like cats. I remember he darn near pulled my arm off one time trying to get to the neighbor's cat. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see him, and I had it wrapped around my wrist, and he drugged me a good 50 yards probably going after that thing.
Yeah, they're big dogs.
Yeah, but he was really playful with people. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to get on his back and stuff. You know, he'd walk around with me like it was like riding a horse.
He was a serial killer. His whole purpose in life was to get out and kill dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's, sometimes they're like that, you know. We had that problem with them once, too. We take them to the dog beach out here in Huntington Beach. And they got a big dog beach, like, area, and we thought he would be all friendly, and that wasn't necessarily the case. You know, a couple dogs got bit. I remember my dad was real upset about that. He had to pay a lot of money for this little, like, Pomeranian that got tossed around a little bit. He'd just get him in his mouth and start shaking him. Like the rag doll. Yeah. Oh, they're good dogs, though. They're usually pretty mellow-tempered if they don't have other animals around. But I don't know if that's the route I'm going to go. I'm thinking I'll get something smaller maybe, too, this time around. Might get, like, a little Boston Terrier or something. My lady really likes those French Bulldogs. They're kind of
my wife, she was talking, and she wanted one of those. I was like, what?
Yeah, they're, like, $5,000 or $6,000, and then you got all these medical problems. I'm not so worried about getting them, but it's just I don't want to have a dog I've got to take care of all the time. I also had a pit bull growing up, and that thing was awesome. He was just real smart dog and real durable. Didn't really have any health problems ever, you know.
Yeah, they're dogs, man. Yeah. You know, the pit bulls get a bad name is because dumbasses get pit bulls a lot of times, you know. They think the dog's going to protect.
Well, all dogs are how you treat them. Yeah, don't tie them up and throw them in the yard and wonder why they're crazy, you know? If you have them in the house with you and you treat them like they're a family member, because they are, you know, then you'll have a good dog. You know? yeah. Show them love and compassion, and they'll be loving and compassionate back to you. Pit bulls are extremely smart. I think some of them have the brain capacity of like a 5-year-old. They have a great military background. If you look at pit bulls, probably the only service dog that's been recorded saving people's lives, you know. So.
Yeah, just bad owners.
Yeah, bad owners, 100%. People fighting them and stuff, just you know, that's dumb. But my pit bull, we didn't clip his ears or his tail or nothing like that, so we left him kind of natural, but he used to whack us with that thing. He'd come in the house, and he would just be so happy going hip to hip, and it was like getting hit with a switch.
I've been to those bully breeds. But,
I'm
herding breeds, you know?
Yeah, and I also had a German Shepherd growing up, too, but the hair everywhere was just...
Yeah, I got a Malinois right now, and he shed like crazy, but it's the smartest dog I ever had.
Yeah, no, they're great dogs. I grew up always having a lot of dogs. My dad just, and me too. We just loved them. It was just always something that, I never even thought about it. It was just another family member to me. We always had dogs. I didn't really get used to life without a dog until I had gone off to college, so it was crazy.
Yeah, they're pain then, you know, you gotta deal with their hair and everything, but it's worth it to me.
Yeah,
you know, I got five.
Yeah, especially when, you know, I grew up in a big house. I grew up in a family of 5 kids, too. So we had a big house, bunch of kids, and bunch of animals.
Yeah.
Growing up, if I didn't get along with one of my brothers and sisters, or if I kind of wanted to get away, I would always just, you know, grab one of the dogs, go in my room. You know, play video games or whatever, lay down with them, play with them, take them to the park or whatever, get outside, you know, and go riding bikes, have them towing me on my bike and my skateboard. That was always just, like, the highlight of growing up, is I always had a little friend, even though he didn't talk. That's the best part, is they don't talk. They just listen,
like,
you know.
My dog will follow me here if I'm working on the computer. He'll hang out in here with me all day, man.
Yeah, they really are man's best friend. You know, they're always there when you need them.
Yeah, there's no other creature that'll love you like that.
Yeah, I know. It's real different having kids. I'm going to be happy once I get the dogs back, because kids just... they don't listen to anything you say. They do what they want, and, you know, I'm like a ATM and a punching bag all in one for them.
it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah, no, but it's worth it. It's worth it. My youngest is only a year and a half. And he's
wow.
Yeah, he's real fun. That age is fun. It's once they get past like 4 and 5, and they're not really so much babies anymore. They're kids. They're actual kids, and they start talking back.
That's when the fun stuff starts.
Well, the teenagers, you said?
Yeah, junior high.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would imagine they're going to be playing football. I was real big on football. That's actually how I got my scholarship, and then. Yeah, I blew my knee out, though, and then I fell back into this. But I'm imagining they're going to do that, because they're just roughhouse with each other. My 1.5-year-old beat up both his brothers. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good for them, man. Give them some direction in life.
Yeah, I try to get them outside. They're just part of that generation of people where I understand it. You know, I deal with technology for a living, but... They're just part of that generation where everything's online, and we had the pandemic going on. So these guys are always, you know, stuck on a computer, stuck on a video game. I got to force them outside. It's like the opposite. Growing up, my parents used to have to try to force me to come into the house. I'd be out until 12 o'clock at night. They'd be trying to drag me in by my ear. Now it's the other way around. I come home, and I'm like, why are you guys in here? It's still daylight. You live in Southern California. You're like a mile from the beach. Go enjoy it, you know?
Yeah,
they're crazy.
My kids are the same way, dude. I got to force them to get off the phone.
Yeah, the phones are the worst, but I'm just going to, I want them to have them, especially now that they're going to school and all the craziness. Like, they were threatening to vaccinate our kids without our permission. They were basically, like, saying, oh, the kids were old enough to give consent on their own vaccination. They were trying to pass that out here, and that's when I got my oldest's phone. But I like having it for those kind of reasons, because I'm like, okay, you know, you're going to be walking to and from school and things like that, but I try to deactivate it as often as I can, and I have them turn them in once he gets home.
California's ground zero for all that crap.
I know, it's horrible. It really is. If it wasn't for the businesses and already been doing this for the last 10 years and mortgage.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, I'd love to live by the ocean, but yeah.
It's so expensive. You see the stuff, you know, I have an older brother. He moved out to Texas and for half the price he's got. big old yard and big old backyard and, you know, he can have 20 dogs if he wants, and he's just got a bunch of land, you know, for $500,000. Out here, $1 million doesn't get you very much, and sounds like a lot. You know, as a kid, I used to dream about that, having a $1 million house. You know, you get here, and it's about the same as the house that I grew up in. You know, it's just not that huge, because your neighbors are just so close, and I don't know.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place. That's why everyone lives there, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but everybody's on top of each other, and then everybody's got their own opinion, and you got so many people from that are just not American. There's so many people that come from other places. My lady obviously didn't come from here, so I'm not going to be racist about it, but I would like to have my kids be raised around more of my kind of people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I understand. But diverse, what makes America better than other countries?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're a huge melting pot, you know. We have pretty much everything right here.
Yeah, you can't let one group get bigger than the other. They take control now. That's the way it's always been.
Yeah. Well, we've got an idiot in the White House right now, I'll tell you that much. I can't wait for that to be over.
That's tricky.
Yeah, well, the Dems control the media, so you imagine when you work in a media-based industry. I understand how much media plays a role in what people do. You know, we're basically telling people you're the best guy in the area without actually knowing for sure that that's the case, but that we're driving traffic to you, and people are really just, they just go with what's fed through online and what's fed through the TV, and I feel like the media is just a way to brainwash people, you know.
It is, especially kids, man.
Yeah, I know. I just, oh man, all this. My toddler. Okay, I came in and he was watching this thing called Little Baby Bums on YouTube. I came home, and I don't think his mom was paying attention, but they had like a whole like rainbow parade going on there, like singing to him. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I'm like, they're feeding this to babies, you know, like it's almost like they set it up that way. Like she walked out of the room and all of a sudden it flips to a scene right as I'm coming through the door, you know, of rainbow haired guy, you know, walking down the street in a parade, and it's got these, and it's like all cartoon, like animated. Like, they're feeding it to them as if it's, like, a normal thing. I'm like, I was raised Christian. Like, this is against the Bible. You ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah burning down? I don't know. It's something else, man. It really is.
Man, you know, the average person, that doesn't really bother us. You know, if they want to be whatever, just don't feed it to kids or throwing it.
No, that's exactly my opinion on it. I'm not out here just screaming at some people in the street like, oh, go to hell, or, you know, condemning them. You know, I don't care. Do what you want to do. Don't push it on my children, though, you know, and especially, you know, through the TV and through the media. You know, that's just, they need to regulate that. You can't just be doing that. You know, it started out as a fight for their freedom. Okay, give them their freedom. I agree with that, you know. I'm libertarian as hell. Like, let these guys have their freedom and leave them alone, you know, and let them do what they want to do. But I don't like the pushing it on the kids as a way of giving them their freedom of expression. That's, you know, you're not free to express to
my
children.
They're brainwashing them because they're so extreme the one way, you can't reason with them. So that's what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's not equal anymore because we don't let you brainwash our kids. Go have your own kids. Oh, wait, you can't. So you shouldn't have any kind of context on children. you opted out of that. You know, like, what the heck? It's So you'd think they would hate kids for the way that they go about life.
Yeah, that's a crazy world, man.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But okay, I have your business profile set up. Earlier I talked to you about a client interview. The client interviews are usually about 30 minutes long. We do ask for an hour window to complete it, but this is where we're going to have recommendations for you. Like, we'll pull the data for the keywords and services you provide, and then you have final say on the 15 that you're listed for. They'll go over the service area with you, too. Want to pick your brain, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. That way all your calls are qualified. And then also want to pick your brain on the website. Do you have, like, a logo already or photos of work that you guys have done in the past?
I have photos. I have, we do have a logo, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need you to send those over so that way we can put those on the site. And then okay. If you have like a decal on the side of your vehicle or anything like that, that's something that we're going to want on the site so that way when you pull up, they can identify you.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to send you the email address. It's just photos at localsplash.com when you have time, send those in. But as far as the client interview, what's the hour window where I can have them call you? Do you have time later today, or what's your schedule looking like?
The sooner the better today.
Okay. I have a 1 to 2 Pacific Standard available.
1 to 2, huh?
Yeah, and I got a 2 to 3 also.
What's that, Mountain Time?
No, we're 1 hour behind you. It's 9:30.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're 1 hour behind me, so it'll be 2 o'clock here.
Well, if I do the 2 to 3, it'll be 1 to 2. Or no,
okay.
Wait a minute. You're 1 hour ahead. I'm sorry. That would be 3 to 4. If I do 1 to 2, it'd be 2 to 3. Mm-hmm.
Let's just do 1 to 2. I'll make it work.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the setup.
Yeah. I want to get knocked out as soon as possible. That's why I always say same day or following day. But I do need to give them enough time to pull the keyword data for your specific service area. That way we're not shooting in the dark here. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to send you an invitation to it through your email address. And then they'll send you a text message 1 hour prior just to confirm it's still a good time. If anything pops up or changes, we could always reschedule it. But like I said, I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
All right, well.
So I'm going to send you that invitation here. It's going to be with a separate technician. They're going to call you on the 877 number that I've been texting you from.
Okay.
All right. And then obviously the 200, 1469 is the best number for them to contact you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, that was a question. It sounded like a statement, huh?
I was just reading. That's right. They have it down as the 8-3-5-7-6, I think.
That's on the business profile. I came from Jazwan.
Yeah,
that's why I asked you. So I sent them the message. It's going to be 928-200-1469. So that one's just up there because your partner, if he calls in, is basically a part of the profile and the caller ID system, so they'll know it's him, or they'll know what company he's affiliated with. That's for James. Okay. Let's see here. Make sure I got everything. Oh, how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I think it's 7 to 5.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday? Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the weekends?
We would probably do Saturday.
Okay,
Saturday from 8 to 3.
Got it. Okay, and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Good man. Alright. Alright, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and do you offer financing?
We do not.
Okay. Split payments?
No, we don't offer payments either at this time.
Okay. Some of my guys, they do, or one I was working with before, he was doing like first and last or first, middle, last payments.
Yeah, that's a good idea though. I'm sure I can get that set up through QuickBooks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, QuickBooks is a lifesaver.
Yeah. So you're gonna buy a septic tank, you're looking at $9,000, you know, minimum.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was kind of figuring it was a no-brainer. I was like, you know, your guys' industry, it's, you know, the first installation that, that we get for you, it's gonna pay for it for the whole year, maybe even two at a time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, you guys can get coming in and pay for itself.
Yeah, it absolutely will. Actually, for all industries combined, Google yielded like a 12-to-1 return on investment annually last year. So basically, like every dollar invested into Google advertising yielded about $12 in return. So
that's why
Home Advisor and them, they caught on to that and they go, oh, okay, well, there's only so many spots that Google can list businesses. And that's why they're so profitable, is because there's only three of you that are listed as top recommended. But Home Advisor goes, hey, if we buy one of these spots, we could put as many people on our website as we want. So they'll get all the excavation guys in this area and then have y'all feeding off of one listing that they have on Google. See what I'm saying? And then they're reselling the leads to you guys. So, and they're making tons of money. You know, they're converting, you know, dollars into $100 bills over there. But I sent you that FTC link. Yeah, they might get shut down. I think they will. The Home Advisor did get shut down in 2010. They were called Service Magic before. And then they switched to Service Master, and they got shut down again. And then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014, and that's when the Federal Trade Commission started monitoring them, because they just kind of caught on to the fact that they were just changing the name and kept doing the same thing. And then in 2016, they bought out, or their parent company bought out Angie's List and turned it into Angie's Leads. Yeah, that's just been an ongoing thing where they just kind of just resell leads that they're getting off of Google, and the Federal Trade Commission's debating on shutting them down permanently. So we'll see what happens. They're supposed to have a decision in January. But that's why I sent you that link, is because there's a tab up there if you report fraud, like if you feel that, you know, they treated you unfairly or they owe you money. I've had guys where they've had Home Advisor, like, send collections, like, reports for leads. And they're saying, hey, I never even opened those leads, or, you know, it's just a phone number, didn't go anywhere. So I had them fill that report fraud out. It's just like a little tab at the top of that FTC link. And two of them actually got fully reimbursed. And then another one, I had them, they just completely removed his FTC link. So it takes time. It's not like an immediate, you fill it out and they start working on it, but you might as well throw it in there if you feel that's the case, and you might end up getting reimbursed later on.
They sent me false leads, man. Like, I had one that said, you know, they wanted a septic system, and that's what I told them. I said, I just want systems. And it turned out they wanted just a line put in, a second line, you know. So it was completely false what they sent me, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's worth it, that's worth reporting, especially if you can prove it, you know, because they don't give you your money back. They just try to send you more leads until they feel like you're either appeased or you just get over it and you end up canceling them. You know, I've gone down that road. I've had to help a lot of guys with that system, and it's always like they're a client of mine, so I feel like, hey, I got to make sure that they're in good financial standing, or they're not going to be able to run their business or even use this advertising, you know, so I just lose the relationship with them altogether if I don't help them. So I feel like I got to get in there, and I've had some.
Well,
we start making
money, we can funnel it into all this, you know. You know, the more we funnel it into, the more.
Yeah, that's the plan. My plan today was just to get your foot in the door with it. That way, you get the phone calls going, and then once we could show you that we've made you money, you know, then we can have a different conversation. It's a lot different. I don't have to sell you on it. On, hey, maybe you should invest $1,000 into doing a huge campaign if you don't have the income to justify that, or we haven't brought into the table enough to justify doing that, you know? So I like starting out as small as possible, you know, show you what we can do, and then obviously it's a different kind of conversation moving forward, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. We could have done this from the beginning.
Yeah, well, we didn't always have a listing available either. You know, like I said, each Google partner is only supposed to work with one guy per industry, per area. So that way it's not like a conflict of interest. So we were working with somebody until recently, and then that's the only reason this opened up. And then obviously you got one of my better representatives too. Tara's been here for a really long time. She's been
doing this. She was easy to understand. She was talking.
Yeah, she's also the one that got the pricing structure approved, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
I got to push it through. There's just like a code, you know, but she's the one who really got you that pricing structure approved and was kind of sold me on pushing that through for you. So figured it would be. That's kind of why I phrased things the way I did. I was like, look, I'm not going to try to talk you into this. We're doing you a solid. You just got to do your homework so that you know it's a solid, you know?
I had already been out, you know, hiring somebody to do this. I did research online, you know, and I was like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a lot more cost efficient to work with a Google partner directly. That's what they want, too. You hire somebody in-house, then you got... You know, employee, you got to pay hourly wages, and that just changes the outlook of the company if they're not performing, you know. And you got more money going out.
It's like having a subcontractor.
Yeah. I mean, but the only reason we could do things at that rate is because, you know, a lot of it's set up through Google's algorithm. They have, like, automations on our back end, and we can maintain thousands of them at a time, you know, where a lot of the updates that need to happen on listings, we could process them all at the same time. Rather than going trying to do them individually. And a lot of times an individual contractor that you hire isn't going to have the access to the algorithm. Google only gives that to their partners. So you'll actually never make it to the first page without working with a Google partner. And Google wants it like that for a reason, so that way they can get paid on their product. Yeah. It's about 83% of Google's income.
Yeah, none of that ever occurred to me.
Yeah, that's how Google makes all their money. 83% of Google's income comes from small to medium-sized business owners, even large ones too, that are advertising on Google. You know, even just to look up like gas station near me, that gas company or that gas station has its own individual account and it pays Google just so that you could find them and get directions to them and know that they're there. It's kind of crazy.
That's the way it goes, and you got to be on there.
Yeah, they're a monopoly. So I have your profile set up. I got the client interview confirmed. So all I have to do is secure the first month's payment, and then we'll knock out that client interview this afternoon and get the PIN verification sent out. In terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that? I cut you off. Okay.
That interview says 3 to 4, though. Did you notice that?
3 to 4? No, I have you scheduled here. AD Lundstrom, 1 to 2. Are you on Central Time?
I'm a mountain, aren't we? We're in Arizona.
Yeah, you should be in Mountain Time.
How about me? Let me see. Maybe I'm on.
That's really weird. Are you? I mean, you'd have to be. And you definitely. Well, you could be on. No. Here, let me just Google it.
Hold on. My computer's not getting that emails. The one I have on my phone is the same.
No, we're on the same time. We're on the same time zone. You're on Pacific Standard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not even on Mountain Time. You're on same California time, so it should actually be showing up as 1 to 2 o'clock today, your time, or our time.
Well, it says 4 on the email, so.
Huh.
Unless I'm not getting my emails right now.
Yeah, that's not right.
I've only got one email from here.
Yeah. The one I have here, it's weird. It's not matching up. It looks like it was organized by Jaswan Hill, and then it's for 1 to 2.
Okay. Well, October 12th. Either way, I'll be around to talk to him.
Okay. I can move it to 2 to 3, though, if that's what you were initially planning. You want me to move it?
Nah, let's just give it 1. If they call it 1, I'll talk to them. If not, I'll wait till 3.
Okay, it's pretty easy. It's mostly general knowledge information about your business. They have like a 30 set questions, and they'll walk you through.
They don't need any like EINs or anything like that?
No, you wouldn't even be on our qualified candidates list if they didn't already. No, I'd find that. Yeah, and you're good.
All right.
Alright, so we just got to secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing the $199, how did you want to do that, Adam?
I have a card. I'll give you the number.
Okay. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex?
It's a Visa business card.
Visa, okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay, the numbers are 4259.
4259.
0710.
0710.
0845.
0845.
4234.
4234. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1125.
1125. And then three-digit code on the back?
599.
599. Okay. And then your account is going to have a security question. So in order to access the account, make changes, billing, anything like that, you're going to have to provide the answer to your security question. You have three options. You have the mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best?
The city.
The city you were born in? Okay. Update.
Well, you know what? Mother's maiden name would probably be better.
Okay. Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Clark.
Clark, okay. Oh, Clark Kent, C-L-A-R-K.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, let me go ahead and save. Okay. And that's also good, too, if you get a call and you're not sure if it's us, you can always ask them, you know, hey, what was my mother's maiden name? And they'll be able to provide that security question before you move forward.
Yeah,
so keep okay. Simple. All right, and then I got to walk you through a brief voice verification here. Voice verification is just an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
It's LNC Excavation and Welding, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Adam Lundstrom, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I'm authorized.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So 24 to 48 hour response time. Obviously, the live calls is going to have the most success, right? But we do ask that you follow up with the people in your pipeline. So if you do miss calls, they say, I'm not going to ride you too hard about that. I'm more worried about just making sure that you're responding to our team here, you know, if we're asking for your permissions before we move forward on like something on the website or publishing an update anywhere on any of the directories, we always try to get your permission before we actually do something. So, you know, that can definitely slow things down if we're trying to make sure we get your approval on a specific type of ad that we're running and we ain't heard from you in 3-4 days. So,
yeah.
More
so. No, I'll stay on top of that. I will be gone for 3 days, though, starting tomorrow. But I'll try to check my phone service because we're going out quail hunting. So
nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been hunting in a while. My guns are collecting dust. Well, yeah, in California, it's like last thing you want to do is get pulled over or the gun just going to the range. I feel like I'm a criminal, you know, here. Stupid.
Yeah, no, it's not here. We have pretty good gun laws here, man. It's a concealed carry, everything. You don't need a permit, nothing.
Yeah, there's just so many people, and then there's the police. The standard policing standard is just, I mean, some of these kids, they don't know anything, and they're cops, you know. It's like you get pulled over with a gun and they just start assuming the worst. Next thing you know, they're pointing their gun at you as if like you're some kind of serial killer because you're trying to just go out and exercise your rights.
She's funny how nervous.
Yeah.
They get real nervous.
They're so scared. I'm like, really? You know? Like, I grew up doing this. My dad used to take me to the range. My dad was also in the Marines. My brother was in the Army. So I grew up around it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. We're still on this voice verification. It says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, we don't want you to pay for something you already have or duplicate any of your listings. It causes a discrepancy, especially if, like, a name, address, and phone number doesn't match up, or maybe it has James's number on it. So if you're not sure, just double-check. So that way we can make sure that you're not paying for anything that you already have or duplicating anything.
Nah, I'm paying you guys to do this, so I'm going to come to you when I need something.
Sounds good. Yeah, if you're not sure, just let me know. I don't think you'll need anything else, and obviously anything else that you could upgrade to, it's just a phone call, and we can revisit the conversation.
Okay.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. You're on a month-to-month campaign, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract, but it does state that we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you're a new account. And then
okay.
It says, the initial term of your service agreement will be charged today. It's October 12th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, this is going to be for our pro package and all of its contents. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to renew automatically each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $199 indefinitely. So it'll just stay that way unless you call in to upgrade to a different package. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time since you're not binded to a contract. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. Just basically as a courtesy if you are going to cancel. I don't think you're going to, but full disclosure there. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay, yes, I do.
All right. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. Make sure you provide him with 87. All right, yeah, you got that. Okay. And, do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns regarding this voice verification while I still have you on the recorded line?
No, I do not.
Okay, so let me just turn this off, and then I'm going to process your first month's payment. Upon the initial payment authorization, you're going to get some messages. They come through automatically. There's automations. One's going to be like a welcome text, a welcome email, and then you'll also get a outline of the agreement in writing sent to you in text and email. At the bottom of that agreement, it's going to ask you to authorize that you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided. So there's like a little box you'll check there, and then you're going to sign your first and last name at the bottom of it, and you just basically type it out. And then we'll have you keep that on file, and we'll keep it on file, so that way there's no confusion moving forward about this pro package and the discounted pricing structure that I approved for you.
Okay.
And that way, if I croak, you still get the same deal. Don't plan on croaking, by the way, but yeah. All right, so let me know when that text comes through. It'll say, there's one that we're looking for in particular. It'll say, Adam, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay. Looks like it was sent, but it hasn't said sent successfully yet like the other ones. So.
I just received it.
Okay, there you go. So there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then, like I said, at the bottom of that, you have to check the box to authorize that it was actually you. And then, of course, sign off on it. And then once you sign off on that, you will see a page to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Ignore that for right now. Okay, I just want you to focus on getting into that client interview. At the end of the client interview, they're going to send you the login credentials for the tracking system. They're also going to send over a 7-minute YouTube video. I know you mentioned earlier that you weren't like super tech savvy with the computers, but this app and this tracking system is really useful for us to show you what we're bringing to the table each month. So, you know, I want you to be able to have that. We don't have a tangible product, so I like you guys being able to get in there and actually see that, you know, we're working.
Okay.
So that's really useful. So look out for that. But basically, right now, I just want you to, you know, focus on being available between 1 and 2 for the client interview. And then I know you said you're going to be gone for the next couple of days, but when you do get back in town, look out for that postcard. It says Google on it, big colorful letters. You can't miss it. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business.
You know, one thing is I had a lot of trouble with them sending me a postcard before to verify.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different when it comes from a premier Google partner. It gets FedEx Express shipped, so we'll know about the time you get it as well.
Okay.
So it's more of like a hand-delivered thing that they track and we got tracking on, rather than when you try to verify yourself through your Google business profile. Those things, they take, you know, months. They don't really pay attention to them unless it's coming from their partner, because you can verify yourself without actually running an ad. So they know the difference between somebody that's actually a paying customer that's going to be running an advertisement with them, or just somebody that's trying to verify themselves as a business. So
That makes sense, then.
Yeah, usually when there's money involved, they move a little faster.
don't.
They pay attention to those ones. Yeah. All right. But
Signed that contract and everything. So
okay. Not a contract. Again, it's month to month, but I just wanted to make sure that you had that documented and we had it documented because of the deal that I gave you.
Okay.
So it even says in there it's month to month. You're not binding to a contract. But that concludes our initial setup process. So, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you or James, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. You can obviously share my contact information with him. There's also a 24/7 customer service department. So if I am out of office or if I'm not currently available, there's always a technician available to help you guys any hour.
Okay. Thank you, John.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you, won't be me, but we'll talk to you between 1 and 2.
All right, I'll be ready.
All right, Adam, you have a great day.
All right, you too, man.